Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
It's so simple when you think about it. Get a 5-liter bottle of water, put two holes in the cover, take a small hose and run one end through the first hole down into the bottle of water, then attach a pump to the other end. Get a second hose and run one end through the second hole in the bottle's cover into the water and then hold it. Work the pump and watch the water flow out. Why didn't I think of that? That's the question that separates the spectators from the world changers. Spectators ask the questions, but world changers find the answers. Now meet world changer Jovan Evans. After being faced with consistent water lockups in 2013 due to the nationwide drought and the annoyance of regular bathing out of a pan, Jovan decided to find a way to make the bath pan showers more comfortable. That thought process gave birth to the pump and spray portable shower unit.
I went online, checked to see if there's anything I could buy. I was looking for something that used small water storage. Did the research and I didn't see anything, and I didn't leave it there. In about 6 weeks, I developed the first prototype that would actually allow me to pump water out of a regular 5-liter bottle so that I could take a shower.
Jovan's pump and spray idea was such a game changer that in 2014, he received a National Innovation Award from the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining. He believes in his product so much that he walked away from his job in IT to start his own company, Aquaflow Products and Services. Like any other young company, Aquaflow is steadily trying to gain mass appeal and solidify its place in the market. Jovan is not short of ideas to keep his company growing, and a big part of the plan is to focus on just how much pump and spray helps users to conserve.
You might be surprised to know that close to 400,000 households in Jamaica do have water piped in. When the water is scarce, you want to conserve on it. Normally, when you're taking a shower, you're using about 40 to 60 liters a minute. My product allows you to take a shower from a 5-liter bottle of water.
The product can also be used for washing dishes, gardening and washing cars, any domestic activity that involves water, and for a fraction of the commodity needed. Jovan's long-term growth strategy can be summed up in one word: Africa.
Potential for this product is more than just Jamaica. It's everywhere. Just imagine the African continent, where their population is in the billions, right? There are a lot of water challenge countries out there. Just imagine, a pump and spray sells for $30, and there are a million persons that are interested in a pump and spray. Simple maths.
Jovan is also making moves to get his products into the hands of the people in Flint, Michigan, in the United States, who are grappling with serious water supply issues.
The state officials, they have seen the pump and spray, and they like it. But it's just a matter of mobilizing funds and resources to execute on something that on that level.
Another major step for Jovan is pursuing international intellectual property rights for his product. He already has several local patents for the pump and spray and plans to begin the process for intellectual property rights this year. In the short to medium term future, however,
well, I look into the regional expansion through exports this year, that's 2016. And I want to do expansion in the terms of setting up new locations, possibly in probably 2017, 2018, starting with like Uganda.
It definitely hasn't been easy building a new business from the ground up, but Jovan has participated in numerous workshops and entrepreneurial training opportunities that have helped him to manage. He's a Branson Center entrepreneur and a beneficiary of Startup Jamaica, and has done numerous workshops through the World Bank. He intends to stick it out and see the vision he has for Aquaflow products and services become a reality.
Based on what I've done, I know that there are persons that are looking on, very interested to see how this story unfolds. When you're creating something that doesn't exist before, it's generally hard to get support. A lot of persons have to see the finished product. But you have to just stick to it and believe in your product and just think about the value that you add into the person's lives.
To learn more about Jovan and his products, check him out on Facebook at Aquaflow Products and Services. That's it for this week's program. Be sure to tune in for another edition of Jamaica Made.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.